Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We made it to Friday. We continue to trudge forward, and we made it to Friday. It's Friday, fools. What's happening, Tiki and Tierney? All right, let's do it. Got a lot to hit, obviously. Company from the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who understands it's not just a mortgage, but it's your mortgage. That is the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button. Get mortgage. So, Tiki, we made it through a week, buddy. Relatively undeterred, and we just plowed through. We made a little news. We have some good stuff today. What's happening, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, made a little news, man. We made some big news. What are you talking about? Bruce Arians. Going off on Antonio, not really going off, but kind of quietly going off on Antonio Brown by assuring us and the rest of the nation that he would not be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer despite all this speculation that because of his relationship with Tom Brady and because of Bruce's previous relationship with him as the wide receivers coach and then the offensive coordinator of the Steelers, it made sense. There was no doubt after we talked to Bruce Arians whether or not Antonio Brown was going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
No doubt whatsoever. Because we had Bruce on in the third hour of the show yesterday, right around 5:20-ish, and by the time we wrapped up with Coach, it was a good lengthy chat. You know, obviously we hit some Jameis and, of course, the Antonio Brown stuff, a lot of Tom Brady. You're going to want to make sure you go and listen to this. Radio.com, Tiki and Tierney, CBSSportsRadio.com, all the platforms to get our stuff. Apple iTunes, download and click away and make sure you hear this interview. But we'll at least bring you some snippets because we really didn't even have much of a chance to react to it because it was so late in the show. By the time, you know, we finished up with Coach and by the time we, you know, went to break there, we really only had about 9 or 10 minutes of show content remaining. So that allows us to set up the engine today and rev it up a little bit. So we definitely have some thoughts on this for sure. Bruce Arians not exactly leaving anything up to interpretation as to whether or not he would want Antonio Brown on the Bucs.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
It's not going to happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know. If he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, Coach, I just want to play with Tom, you still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
Okay, so, you know, Bruce, again, nothing ambiguous about that soundbite right there. Antonio Brown's not playing for the Bucs anytime soon. But what's interesting is he first said, well, you know, we don't have any room. Well, you do because, you know, Prashad Perriman is now on the New York Jets. And, well, you don't have any money. Well, what about if he would take the veteran minimum, Coach? And that was shot down. So, obviously, it's just an understanding, an intimate understanding based on his days with Pittsburgh of who AB is, how he comports himself, and something Bruce Arians wants no part of at this point.
Look, he was trying to be nice, BT, by saying we just don't
We didn't let
room.
Him, though.
We just trying to be nice. Like, we got Chris Godwin. We have Mike Evans. We got some young players that we want to look at. There's just no room for him. And then you throw in the salary cap side of this, whether or not they can fit him in. Of course, you can always fit him in. I mean, look at the Saints. They keep signing people over and over again. You can get creative and sign a player if you want to, even if it's not for the veteran minimum. And then when pressed, we got exactly what he wanted, what we thought we would hear from Bruce Arians. He got mean on us. He was trying to be nice. He ended up getting mean on us. Not at us, but about the question.
No, not at all.
But, you know, what keeps coming up, BT, because we've talked about this a couple of times with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's interaction with Antonio Brown when they were in when he was up in New England was actually pretty good. And we've talked to a couple of people who said Tom had an affinity for Antonio Brown. Most of it was because of his work ethic and how he was as a practice player. Obviously, the impact on the field, just, it goes without saying. You know, there's no debate that Antonio Brown is, even if he misses a whole year like he did last year and comes and plays right now, he'd be one of the top 10 wide receivers, if not top 5 wide receivers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So there's value in having Antonio Brown. The question is if Tom Brady insisted, if he went to Bruce Arians and said, I want Antonio Brown, would he do it? And I think the answer is no. Just listening to how Bruce Arians positioned that, I think the answer is no, regardless of what Tom Brady's desires are for AB.
I disagree, but before I tell you why, let me at least throw this out there. And listen, I have been very, very direct, as have you, over the years. I guess we'll make it plural at this point, but really the past year or so with Antonio Brown, who's been a complete unreliable, ticking time bomb, on occasion, almost bordering on a detriment to society. I mean, it was getting seriously. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, the thing with the delivery guy.
Oh, jeez. With the police,
and the baby. It was troubling.
It was horrendous. Yeah, it basically looked as if we were inside the mind of somebody that has something seriously wrong with them. Really, that's how it was played out in real time on Instagram here. But I want to say this about Antonio Brown, who I have no motivation to ever defend, but I am in the be fair business. If this was a couple of months ago, certainly a couple of years ago, don't you think Antonio Brown would have fired back? That's the one component of this that everybody is missing.
That valid point.
Antonio Brown didn't run to Instagram. Antonio Brown didn't run to social media, Twitter, didn't run to Facebook Live and start banging around Bruce Arians and acting like a knucklehead. He took it on the chin. He took his medicine. And maybe he's just in the deep stage of trying to show other teams, you know what? I'm trying to change.
I mean, I hope that that's the case. I hope he wasn't like on vacation and just missed it and didn't have a chance to respond yet. Or
you don't,
yeah,
but you don't miss anything with social media.
Oh, I know.
You don't miss anything.
I'm just saying. If there's one reason that AB wouldn't respond to anything, because he never responds to, never not responds
exactly
to anything, would be because he just missed it.
Now, having a little fun in the tub on his vacation. I can't be bothered with BA. I'll deal with Bruce Arians when I get back out of his hot tub.
There is no there's no way he missed this.
No, of course not.
It's been everywhere. But maybe he is learning. You know, maybe he's not been as isolated as I think he was back about a year ago, BT. Because let's not forget, once that whole, not even a year ago, probably, you know, 8 months ago, once that fiasco happened in Oakland, and then he goes to New England, and then that falls apart. It was like nobody wanted to touch him, right? It's like he had no friends. I'm sure he did, but you know what I mean? It felt like he had no friends. There was nobody in the league that was willing to reach out and have his back. And I know a couple of the guys on the Steelers did for a little bit, but then they even started to flip once he started to go off the deep end, so to speak. But recently, he's been like, there was video of him playing with Lamar Jackson, or talking about playing with Lamar Jackson. So there's that, maybe he's starting to make connections again in the football world, and not doing it via social media, but doing it instead through actual interactions with guys.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, it is possible.
Because BT, that's the only way he's going to get back into the league. It's
that's
not
right.
going to be because some executive all of a sudden says, man, I need Antonio Brown. It's worth taking that risk. It's going to be a player like Tom Brady that we were talking about, but Bruce Arians shot that one down, or like Lamar Jackson, or whoever it may be, Pat Mahomes, doesn't matter, saying, you know what, coach / GM, whoever, I'd like to get a shot to play with Antonio Brown. He's a great wide receiver. He's going to make our team better. Hell, if you're Deshaun Watson, would you not go to Bill O'Brien and say, "Look, you're gonna trade DeAndre Hopkins on me? Can we try to at least look at Antonio Brown?" I mean, there might be guys that are saying you can get him cheap. He comes in, he screws up, bounce him. But why not? Because he's still got the talent. We know that.
Listen, you guys heard Bruce. Again, nothing to interpret there. As clear and as demonstrative and as on point as you can. You know, as you could possibly deliver, and he's the one who's making the call. So, you know, well, who sourced it? Oh, I don't know. The head coach. He was the source. So that should probably take away anything that's not clear for those who are still unsure about this. All right. A couple things that I think have to be said. Now, and I want to stay in my lane, so I'm going to try to say this, not that I'm afraid to say it, but I want to say it responsibly, okay? There's a difference. I'm not worried. I just want to make sure I position this properly. When you are so irrational, when you are so volatile, as he was for so long,
mm-hmm.
without professional psychiatric intervention, it is my belief, I can't medically prove this, but it is my belief, my strong belief, that you have not gotten to the bottom of what plagues you, of what has forced you to be so counter to the rest of the world, okay? And to my knowledge, there was no intervention at all. It was Antonio Brown popping off for a little bit, disappearing for a little bit, being very worrisome for a little bit, and now seemingly going back into the weeds and laying low for a little bit. There's been no communication of intervention. So with that being said, I think you're out of your mind if you bring this guy into a locker room. I think you're out of your mind, whether it's a veteran quarterback like Brady, whether it's a veteran coach like Bruce Arians, whether it's a young quarterback like Tua or Sam Darnold or Josh Allen or whomever else is drafted this year. It doesn't matter. Or a young coach like Flores and up and down the board, or Taylor in Cincinnati. You're nuts if you bring him back, because I don't believe that he's taken the proper steps to fix himself. So I think this is all an act.
So do you? So you're saying, or you think there is no shot that he has a chance to get back into the National Football League?
I'm saying there's no shot that I would bring him back into the mix.
Yeah.
There is a difference there. More, somebody might.
There's more hurdles that he needs to, not hurdles, but you know what I mean. There's more steps that he needs to take in order to get back in the good graces.
Yeah.
Of,
I think so, Teak.
Of the NFL. I mean,
don't you?
You may be right, but there is something that we posited, you know, back when he first left, first got in trouble and was dealing with those two domestic issues that I don't even know what happened with him. I don't think they were criminal cases. They were both civil cases, but we don't actually know how they transpired. But the big issue was, can he get back in the league? And the answer was, yeah, man, he can play. He's a baller. He's got skills. The NFL has proven time over time that if you can play football, if you can play the game, then they're going to give you a shot to get back into the National Football League. I still think he can play. And so somebody eventually will give him a shot, unless he gets into that, you know, blackballed region of the NFL. And we all know what we're talking about.
He might be there now.
He could be.
He might be.
But what has he actually done other than being a knucklehead? There's been a lot of knuckleheads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what has he actually done other than make people look bad and say bad things about
him? He seemed emotionally unstable.
Unhinged. Yeah, unhinged.
Unhinged, irrational.
Yeah.
Unable to conform, or unwilling, or both unable and unwilling to conform. In the ultimate team sport, you know what's amazing too? You almost have to wonder, like, if this didn't play out on Hard Knocks a year ago,
mm-hmm.
would it be perceived as so toxic, so poison?
Question. Probably not.
Probably not.
Because we saw it transpire. Like, we saw it kind of before our eyes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, you hate to say it, but the NFL Network did him dirty. He really did.
Well, why? Because, I think he did himself dirty.
Well,
but why
course,
do you say
of
that?
Of course he did. Because they crafted the storyline to peek out the way that it did. You know what I mean? So it was kind of... He was the perfect villain for John Gruden's resurrection of the Oakland Raiders. And then when it all went to hell, it was kind of like, yeah, well, we saw it coming. Like, we saw every bit of it. We saw it coming. And, you know, it is his fault, because he only made it worse from that point
totally
on.
His, it's nobody else's fault remotely but his. It's entirely his fault. But it's 100% his fault.
But we do know this about Antonio Brown. And he's millennial in this regard.
Huh?
If you put a camera in front of him, if you give him the opportunity or a platform to show out and be foolish and make himself look like he's sitting on top of the world, he's going to do it. Coming in a helicopter, coming in a whatever.
That thing was a Rolls Royce. Yeah.
Whatever.
Like
whatever
Willie Mays Hayes.
Yeah, Willie
you
Mays
You may roll like Hayes, but you hit like bleep.
Exactly. So
I mean, I got to watch that soon. It's been a while.
Dude, it's been a while. Been we a keep while. Talking about that. I haven't seen that movie in probably a decade.
Oh, it hasn't been that long for me, but it's been at least a year or so, which is long for me with that
But
movie.
You know my point. Like, yeah. You give him the chance to act out and show out, he's going to do it. That's what that's his MO. It's what he's all about.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, the aspect of Brady and Bruce. I want to answer that coming up. Certainly for sure, we'll circle back to that. Again, you heard Bruce. You know Antonio Brown's track record. You also know what your team might need at the wide receiver spot. You know, get some points on the board. Would you be willing to give him a shot? I mean, Bruce Arians pretty much gives. If you could play, Bruce gives anybody a shot. There is nobody more progressive. Whether it's women, whether it's athletes who are kind of looked to be, I don't want to say beyond salvation, but Bruce has been less rigid than almost everybody else. If you could play and you show, you know, just a modicum of being team-oriented, he's going to bring you in, you know? So for him to so demonstratively state, no way is this guy coming to my team, I can't imagine anybody around the league is thinking of maybe bringing him in, but maybe he's a football fan. Maybe you disagree. 855-212-4227, or just get us on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney. Really great stuff with Bruce. It really was. But by the way, that wasn't the only gem that Bruce Arians dropped. There was a lot more. Pretty interesting. Wait to hear what he said about Jameis Winston and how Tiki and I can push that forward, because there's got to be a place for Bruce, and we might have the perfect one. That's next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line on Tiki and Tierney on this Friday is 1-855-212-4227. That's 1-855-212-4, CBS, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote, Geico. .com. Coming up next, Inbounds, Out of Bounds, and baseball's finally finished its Red Sox investigation, but when will it actually be released, at least the contents of it? Inbounds, Out of Bounds, that will be a part of it. Ozark has dropped on Netflix. I know we're all hunting down things to watch. Thank God. I can't wait. I think we'll watch two tonight. And then just go really two for the next 5 days and get us into next week, Teague. I know you haven't gotten into it yet, but
I'm thinking of going old school, though. Tracy, out of nowhere last night, said, you think we should binge Star Wars? I was like, what?
Now we're talking.
I was like, seriously?
Hey, you should have a Princess Leia robe in the closet for her. What do you mean? Do you think? Right? Of course. Here's the wig. Let's go.
She was into it. I was like, she dropped that last night. I was like, yes, please. Thank you.
Oh, that means she's intensely bored. If she starts dropping, let's get into a Star Wars marathon with you. Oh, geez. That's like my wife saying, hey, honey, let's sit down and watch Don Mattingly YouTube highlights for the next 2 hours. Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. I got to say it relatively low. I'll keep it short because I want to get back to the Jameis Winston stuff and the Arian stuff with Brady. But so yesterday, the Easter Bunny was supposed to bring the basketball hoop and all. And what happened was I had ordered it through the company that I ordered it through, and there was an option for a handyman. I told you this, $99 to help assemble it. And I'm relatively handy. I'm no problem getting my hands dirty, but God forbid the backboard drops on the kid. I want to make sure this is done the right way. So I couldn't wait. The show ends. I crack a beer because it was a 6:30 appointment for the handyman to arrive. The first handyman shows up. Okay, I'm like, there's no rim. What are these guys doing here? The second handyman shows up. There's no rim. One guy doesn't speak English at all. So I'm trying to like communicate with, where's my rim? And he's just pointing to his wrench. I'm like, oh, geez. So I call the company. What had happened was these idiots, not the handymen, they dispatched the handymen before actually dropping off the rim.
Oh, wow.
So we had to cancel it.
Talk about disappointment, man.
You have no idea. So we had to now rebook it out. And guess what happens first thing this morning? Ding dong. It's the rim. You got to be kidding me with this.
With no handyman. Yeah.
Certainly not. I looked at it.
And Colton's like, oh, what's this, Dad?
No. They're smart enough to leave it by the garage. I kind of pointed. Then I said, oh, Daddy's got to go do something in the driveway. No, nice. And then I had to hide it and all that. But it was like, it felt like it was a good 100 and close to 200 pounds. I'm just dragging it a little bit. Watch the back there. But no, it's not up yet, so I figured I'd fill you in on that. All right, let me at least first answer the Brady-Bruce Arians aspect. I want you to reset your opinion first here, T, because the one thing that Bruce said, again, there's nothing to interpret, A.B. not happening. What if Tom Brady was to go to Bruce Arians and say, Coach, you know, I really want this guy. I believe in him. I want you to reset your opinion. I think I have a different opinion. Go ahead.
Well, to me, Bruce Arians sets the tone. Now, it comes from on top, and he delegates his team leaders, and that will clearly be Tom Brady. But it has to start at the central location, and that's Bruce Arians. He's done this for a lot of years. He's been coach of the year twice. We all know this his story. And Tom Brady, even though he is independent-minded, I believe will buy into what Bruce Arians says. Mm-hmm. And so even if Tom says, I want AB, and Bruce says, no, I've had experience with him, you have had limited experience with him, I think Tom's desires will be quickly squashed, and that's the right thing because that's what Bruce wants, not mm-hmm. what Tom wants.
I agree. I didn't know exactly if you're going to leave any wiggle room.
But no,
now that I do agree, and I agree for this reason, just to throw a little something different out there. I believe it was already broached. I don't believe that Tom Brady went into this relationship, this two-year union, possibly a third if things go well and the body holds up, we'll see. But at least two-year, $50-something million union marriage, football marriage with Bruce and the Bucks, without at least asking the question, throwing a line in the water on the most surface cursory level. Coach, I know we're stacked with Evans. We have Godwin. We've got receivers. Mm-hmm. I know we'll spruce up the running back position. I get it. I know you lost Perryman. We'll draft somebody. We're all good. But if I wanted to, I believe that conversation already happened.
Yeah.
So I think they're on the same page because if Tom didn't like what was said, he might not have signed.
Yeah, you're right. Because BT, Bruce said this also in this conversation we had with him. Because remember, we asked him also, was this already like baked? Like, did Tom Brady want to come to you? Did you seek this out? Or was Tom already kind of determined to head down to Tampa? And the answer was Tom kind of chose us in a sense. And then we had some conversations about, you know, our personnel and what we needed, and everything worked out and it got done pretty quickly. So yeah, I think your instinct on that is correct. I think they already had this conversation. Tom, is there anything else you want us to do? Yeah. How about, you know, Antonio Brown? Nope, it's not happening. All right, great. Where's it? Give me the dotted line to sign on. Seriously. Because let's face it, BT, at the end of the day, were there a ton of other options for Tom Brady?
No.
There really weren't.
The
Raiders came in late. The Raiders were the one that we started to hear made some overtures.
There weren't.
But I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. And by the way, the only thing where this could maybe change, I'll keep it somewhere fluid, God forbid, if circumstances change with the Bucs injury-wise.
Yeah.
And during the season where you can't go and draft somebody, you can't devote a resource immediately to upgrade a position of unexpected deterioration of health. I mean, maybe at that point, if Brady was, you know, really popping and playing well and he had a little equity and they were a little desperate, probably still no.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
that's
no, I think
whole,
they're
but that's a whole nother conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
They're on the same page. All right. Jameis Winston. So we asked Bruce about Jameis, obviously, and doesn't see him as a starter right now.
For Jameis, for me, it was the last two ball games, the regression back to the interceptions. And it was disheartening because he had made progress, then he regressed.
Coach, what do you think happens with Jameis?
I think for him it's to get into somewhere as a backup right now. It looks like all the starting jobs are done.
Yeah.
Get in somewhere where he can sit, learn a system, maybe a year for an older person and take over, or get in competition with a younger guy. And because he is a super talented and a super hardworking guy.
Are you confident he can figure out that regression? Are you confident he can turn into a guy?
I hope so for him because I love the kid.
Yeah, hope is different than confidence. Hope is hope, and confidence is, yes, I do believe that it will happen, and we'll ultimately find this out. I got a little golf analogy for you as to why I think that Bruce Arians, it's a great way to look at what would be best for Jameis now. if you are an incredibly talented young golfer, and I don't mean a great golfer with three majors who's just playing, you know, errant golf, or you're not in the right slot for a couple of the tournaments and you feel a little bit out of whack. I mean a guy who has prodigious talents but's never quite fully cashed in yet, like Jameis, okay? And, you know, you're flying to 330 on the range, deft touched around the green, putt, chip, creativity, everything's there except the scores when it matters. The worst thing, the last thing that you should probably do is go tee it up in front of 30 million people at the Masters in terms of TV, okay? Or go play the U.S. Open where the rough is 2.5 feet when your game is all out of whack. What you should do is go into seclusion, okay? Work on your craft in the laboratory where you could really tighten things up and refine a few things without public criticism and ridicule. And to me, right now, that equates to being a backup.
You know, that's interesting because the other quarterback that was drafted right behind Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, took that stance. When you listen to his comments on why he signed with the Raiders, it was, one, I wanted to play for a great coach and a coach who was going to make me better. So even if he's not starting, he's going to be playing under a system, mm-hmm. and at least in his belief, a coach who's going to make him a better player. Now, I think Bruce Arians brought that to Jameis Winston. It's just Jameis had these bad habits that he tended to revert to in crutch situations, and as a result, those pick sixes that he talked about kept happening at bad times, especially down the stretch in those last two games. But, you know, BT, I went and looked through, like, all of the teams right now, and I excluded teams with young quarterbacks like your team, like my team with Daniel Jones or Drew Locke or Baker and Lamar, et cetera, Haskins and Kyler. There's at least five situations where I see Jameis Winston is would be the better quarterback than the starter.
All right, hit me with him. Go ahead.
The Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we saw this in real time because Ryan Fitzpatrick was Jameis Winston's backup in a sense last year.
Yeah.
So,
but like, hold on a second. If you draft Tua, that changes the entire complexion.
But if you draft Tua, we always know that we already know, and we had this conversation many times. It's a redshirt year for Tua. Mm-hmm. So you want to try to win at least in a year?
Jameis, I wouldn't want Jameis there. I know he's a good guy. I wouldn't want Jameis. I wouldn't want him taking up the oxygen when I'm getting ready to hand this thing off to Tua.
Okay.
I would not agree on the Dolphins.
Agreed.
Who else?
And again, I'm not even talking about the upcoming draft pick, even though there's a couple that have upcoming draft picks that they'll likely throw into the mix here.
Okay, but you have to factor that in is what I'm saying.
The existing starter.
Okay.
He's definitely better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I got you.
The Patriots. Jared Stidham
is
their starter.
Yeah.
And Brian Hoyer is their backup.
That one I like. I like that one.
There is no doubt in my mind that if Jameis Winston was with the New England Patriots and Josh McDaniels could get him to buy into that offense, which was a lot less, I want to throw these bombs down the field like he was in Tampa, he would do very well there. The Bengals are confusing. I have question marks around the Bengals because I'm not sure what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I think if they're going to have a vet, Andy Dalton's probably the better vet to have there with the draft pick than Jameis Winston. So I put question marks around there.
Let me just throw this in real fast. If you wanted to, and this would be brazen / irresponsible, if you wanted to bring in Jameis and trade down and get maybe as much in terms of assets as anybody's ever gotten outside of the Cowboys, the Herschel Walker trade, and not select a quarterback in the draft and go with Jameis for the next couple of years, maybe, but that's not happening. So I think your instincts are right. He's not going to Cincinnati.
That would be compelling. Number one overall.
I mean,
Jameis is only 26.
I hear you.
So they're at least having that conversation. Even if they're not ultimately going to do it, they should at least think about it.
Who else you got?
The Colts. Phillip Rivers is their starting quarterback. I mean, if you had to pick between Phillip Rivers and Jameis Winston right now, Phillip Rivers, who's 38, going to be 39 years old, and Jameis, who's 26, their touchdown interception ratios are similar. The interception ratio being over 3%, like 3.2 to 3.1 or whatever it was, Jameis to Phillip Rivers, I'd probably take Jameis if I was the Indianapolis Colts. I understand why they went with Phillip Rivers, but I think Jameis is better than Phillip at this point, especially when you consider the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Hell, Phillip almost retired this offseason. Okay. The Jaguars, Gardner Minshew? Gardner Minshew's good. He's got a Minshew mania thing going on.
Yeah.
And Joshua Dobbs is the backup. Jameis is much better than either one of those guys and certainly more accomplished, even if you Let's discount the interceptions for a second here.
But you can't.
The Chargers with Tyrod Taylor. And again, I think they're going to go draft pick as well. They're mm-hmm. in a very similar situation as the Bengals are. So those are five teams right there that I look at and say Jameis would be better than the starter
yep.
if he was the starting quarterback for any of those teams right now. So there's a space for him. The question is he going to get an opportunity? And God, it just feels like he's going to wait a while. I think Cam might get an opportunity before Jameis does.
I'll tell you, I know we got a break here. I like the Chargers one, though, because they're a perfect combination of ready to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to bring in Jameis and it was to derail itself, so to speak, Tyrod Taylor, he's used to being yo-yoed a little yep. bit. He's incredibly stable and reliable. You know, he's a sage veteran voice. That's one that's pretty interesting, but we'll see. I mean, it's almost April 1st, and Jameis doesn't have a team. So, you know, good stuff with Bruce, and hopefully you guys really enjoyed that. Coming up next. All right, so finally. Hey, what a take here. Hey, Rob Manfred finally got around. Hey, Rob. Hey, boy, Robbo. Good job, Rob. Rob Manfred finally got around to wrapping up the Red Sox investigation. The next question is, when will he actually release it? Inbounds, out of bounds. We'll do that next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Oh, good karaoke song right here, Teak. Good karaoke song, my brother.
I almost started dumbing it out, too.
Good karaoke song. All my right, Tiki.
Arms raised in a V.
This is so great. I mean, Pearl Jam's incredible. All right, it's time to ask the pros here on Tiki and Tierney and give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. And make sure you just use the hashtag AskThePros at CBS Sports Radio, hashtag AskThePros. Make sure you stick around, listen later on. Teak and I will answer the most interesting one here. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guarantee low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. Coming up, top of the hour, the NFL draft is staying put, and Roger Goodell now threatening those who criticize the decision with action. That's going to be a spicy segment. Can't wait. But first up, it is time for a little inbounds, out of bounds. Teak, you good to go?
Let's hit it.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. Tierney.
All right, let's talk NFL off seasons. We start with the Colts specifically. They finished 7-9. They just missed the playoffs, as we know. Now the Colts are making some major splashes in the offseason to take the team to the next level. First, they made the huge deal for All-Pro DeForest Buckner, and they acquired him for the 49ers to join Darius Leonard, who was concussed a year ago, and when he missed some time, there was a big difference in their defense. But boy, those two together, that's going to be frightening. Then, of course, they added Phillip Rivers to take over quarterback. Yesterday, they added a three-time Pro Bowler, Mr. Rhodes, in the secondary, who we all know has been around a long time, played on good defenses. That's a great pickup. In or out, the Colts have had the best offseason of any team in the NFL thus far.
I'm going to say out of bounds of this, BT. I mean, heck, you could almost say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just by getting Tom Brady to replace Jameis Winston had
the
best offseason.
You could.
The Washington Redskins did a lot by volume. I mean, they brought in a bunch of free agents, which gives them good depth. But I'm going to be a little bit of a homer here and talk about my New York Giants. James Bradbury, a cornerback they signed from the Carolina Panthers. Blake Martinez from the Green Bay Packers. They're both immediately impact players for a defense that was struggling. And then a couple of others they brought in, but then none more important than I think Deion Lewis. Like, we forget about how good Deion Lewis is. Sneaky good. You talk about Saquon Barkley needing a spell at times and a third down type player, but who could also play every down situations. I think the Giants brought in some players that can be impactful right away. They're not going to get lost in the system or get stuck in a depth chart. These are guys that are going to play right away. I'm going to say the Giants have had the best ones so far.
I like what your Giants did. You and I were talking about this before the show a little bit, and Lewis is a sneaky signing. I mean, it's the kind of move where, you know, that's the kind of move that contributes, you know, sneakily to an improved completion percentage for Daniel Jones.
Right.
You know, moving the sticks, sustaining drives, you know, getting at least 3 points rather than punting. That's a good I like what the Giants have done. I really do. And I think there's some teams like the Giants who have done a great job very effectively bridging the gap from being quite bad to relevant.
Yep.
And then there's others who are trying to make the tougher jump from relevant to championship. And I think one of those teams is certainly the Bills, who are highly relevant, mm-hmm. clearly a playoff team. I love what they did getting Stephon Diggs. I mean, somebody's got to be on the other end of those 70-yard bombs from Josh Allen. Who could air it out with the best of them of all time. I mean, he could probably throw a football further maybe than anybody that's ever thrown a football ever. Think about that. And that was a very good move, Conklin, for the Browns. I think the Browns had a good offseason. Jeez, I'm a little conflicted here. You know what? I'm going to go with the Bills because I think that they most directly got what they really, truly needed. Their defense is legit.
Yeah.
And now they
added A.J. Klein, too, on that defense.
That's right. I almost forgot about that. And now they've got a chance to drop 30 on you with some frequency. I'm going to say the Bills, but the Giants make sense. The Colts is a good. There's a lot of teams that got better, except, of course, the Jets didn't really get much better.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teak. How about this? The best shooter in NBA history, Steph Curry, held a Q&A with the head of the White House. I'm sorry. Let me just shut this off. This thing was distracting me. My bad. The White House's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, yesterday has been doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
The 28-minute Instagram live interview had over 50,000 viewers and was generally well received. Of course, for years we've heard about people telling athletes to stick to sports or shut up and dribble, though for the most part that's gone.
Yeah.
When they spoke out on social issues, the impact athletes have had financially and otherwise in helping fans understand and cope with the coronavirus has put the stick to sports argument to rest for good.
Yeah, this is an easy one, BT. Inbounds. I mean, the athletes, whether by their own fault or not, have brought this to the main the forefront of our world right now. Obviously, it started with the Utah Jazz and Rudy Gobert getting tested, which shut down the NBA, which then shut down all the other sports, which then caused a lot of major cities to start shutting down their businesses to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And then you throw on top of that, starting with Kevin Love and then all the other guys afterwards who have donated financially to help their workers and their facilities. Yeah, you can't say athletes need to just play sports anymore. They are the biggest, maybe the best influencers in the country. So, yeah, that argument has been, it's long been, dying. It's not dead.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say out of bounds, and you just kind of opened up why, because it's been that way now for, I'd say a couple of years for sure. You know, the stick to sports crowd has been, kind of shoved into the deepest recesses mm-hmm. of the cave here. I mean, whether you agree with what some of the athletes say politically, not so much about the coronavirus, that's been, right down the middle just in terms of humanity and empathy. But obviously, LeBron's been outspoken. Steph has waited against the president. Kevin Durant has done the same. Some people love it. Some people detest it, obviously, depending upon which side you reside. But that has gone away. That imaginary fence that was supposed mm-hmm. to keep athletes in the yard and not extend beyond that has long been ripped down. And for the most part, I think it's a really good thing. For the most part, I think athletes use it well, wisely, and intelligently.
Are you in or are you out?
Okay, yesterday, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, hey, Robbo, said the Red Sox investigation is complete. And he told ESPN's Scott Van Pelt, he was on with Scotty for a good, 18, 20 minutes. Van Pelt did a great job, asked all the good questions. It was a good interview. And Scotty asked him, at least he told Scott, we will get a Boston report out before we resume play. When will that be? We have no idea. He also admitted that he hasn't had time to review the case thoroughly. Remember, this investigation's been going on for months with the Astros, mm-hmm. and they face a $5 million fine and ultimately fired their skipper, their GM, and they lost first and second round picks in the next 2 years, so they've been hit relatively hard, even though you and I think that Manfred should have been much more vigilant after the fact when we found out about other things, buzzers, even though people have kind of, shot that down, whatever. I don't think Manfred did a good job with this at all, neither do you.
Nope.
But at this point, Major League Baseball, look at Santa, stuck the word the, right? But I didn't say it. Major League Baseball should wait until things settle down before releasing the report, even if it means waiting until the season begins.
I'm going to say out of bounds of this, BT. I think they have an opportunity to, have something relevant to talk about. This is maybe selfish from our point of view, from a sports radio point of view. If he drops it now, then we'll have something to talk about for the next week or so regarding Major League Baseball. Otherwise, we're going to sit and speculate about this, and ultimately it's going to hurt the Boston Red Sox when they get back on the field. So I think doing it now is in the best interest of everybody, even if we forget it by the time baseball actually starts.
That's the main point right there. That's truly the money point. I hear you on content. Eventually, we'll have really thin days, mm-hmm. and those are going to be a little tough, and it is what it is. But I'm answering this, you know, not with my sports radio commentator hat TV guy on. I'm answering this just from baseball, with a purview of baseball. And the best thing would be, it might sound insensitive and callous, but you take advantage of the timing where people have more important things on their minds. Yeah, it would get a lot of run on the radio because we'd all dive into it because people are hungry to talk about something.
True.
But eventually it would dissipate and we'd move on to something else. And then the baseball season would start and we'd be so overjoyed, whenever that is, that baseball's back that we'd forget about the Red Sox. The worst thing that they can do is to let this remain stale, which is probably what they will do, of course. And then just as we get ready for the pomp and circumstance of the game to return, they drop this and they are a buzzkill to the sport being back. Watch, that's what's going to happen. About 3 or 4 days before we're back to watching baseball, Mike Trout, all the superstars, Arenado, all the great players, Garrett Cole is a Yankee. We're going to have to talk about this because they never read their room properly when it comes to PR. Never. And I don't trust that they're doing it here.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
You know, the other thing is Roman Reigns dropped out of WrestleMania,
yeah,
which obviously is the right thing to do. He with leukemia.
Yeah.
So smart. Still pretty big story. I don't know if you saw that. That was pretty big. All right. The NFL draft's pretty big as well. And it's staying put. And Roger Goodell keeps digging that line in the sand deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And he's 1,000% correct. That's next. Tiki and Tierney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.